This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is the Friday, April 24th edition of Talk Back. And Talk Back this morning is brought to you by our friends at Y West Storage. Secure flexible self-storage in Missoula. To reserve your unit today, call Y West at, these are all 406 numbers, 510-0590. Quality Seamless Gutters of Montana. Expert gutter installation and repair. Get a free quote by calling 728-4002. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment. Heavy duty truck sales, parts and service. Call Bruckner's 541-9097. Busy Bees Cleaning Service. Commercial cleaning you can always trust. Call Busy Bees for a free estimate at 550-3219. And Gomer's Diesel. Diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's at 728-7620 today.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Now, I know that you folks are really sharp, and you probably have already figured that the show that we used to have called Catching the Big Ones on Fridays at 8 o'clock has now moved. In case you're wondering, it's moved over to our sister station KGRZ 1450 AM and 92.7 FM. So if you're looking for the fishing show, that's where you go for that. Right now, though, here on KGVO, we are continuing with our Talk Back program, and it hasn't been on here on Fridays for a long time, but
I wouldn't say a long time.
Yeah, for a while.
It's just been about a month or so, because they take a 3-month break, obviously, and remember, they just came back in March,
right? Yeah.
So I guess it's been a couple months or whatever. But yeah, no, we're back to 2 hours on Friday, and it's gonna stay that way for ever, I guess, until someone changes something on us. But yeah,
ad infinitum. Yeah, until the bosses walk in and say, "Where's that white-haired guy? Let's get him out of here."
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, but yeah. For an hour, 8 to 10 every weekday from 1290 and 98.3 FM. So, and then as of yesterday, it sounds like we're still going to be moving statewide as of Wednesday. I think Wednesday will be the first show.
Cool.
So hopefully, as long as everything goes according to plan today and then a little bit over the weekend and going into early next week, as long as everybody gets stuff done, we should be ready to roll.
Now, our town square stations throughout the state, do we happen to know where they are?
I'll have that info for you guys once everything's finalized. Right. But there's some number of 25 affiliates that are going to be carrying the show. Like half of them are town square stations already. The other half are not town square stations that we've been in a lot of meetings with.
And,
sounds like most, 90% of them are going to continue to carry the show and may end up taking even more of the show. So we're very excited for that. I don't have an exact list yet, but obviously once everything gets rolling, we'll have a better idea. But yeah, for our local listeners, nothing's going to change.
We're
on 8 to 10. I know most of the affiliates are going to try to carry us live so that obviously folks can call in that are listening to that show. And the structure moving forward is kind of how it's been, where the first hour, 8 to 9, we're going to kind of do a lot of open phones.
Right.
And then 9 to 10 will be a lot of our guest-focused shows. So, and we'll mix in some open phones from that 9 to 10 as well. But obviously, my May calendar filled up super fast with all the candidates wanting to join in. And when those races are over, it'll open back up again in June and July. And so we'll naturally have some open phones. But but yeah, for now, we're just kind of going to try to take it day by day and see how it goes.
All right, there you go. That's the plan, Stan, if that happens to be your name. But right now, it is open phones. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And we're going to continue with open phones until 9 o'clock this morning. And we have a special guest with City Talk on the way then. So stay with us. We'd love to hear from you right here on Talkback on KGVO.
Don't be fooled.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. A chance of snow showers early, tapering off throughout the day as we eventually warm to a high in the mid-40s Friday afternoon with partly sunny skies. But that clearing opens the door for a very cold start Saturday morning with a good chance of a hard freeze as lows drop to around 20 degrees. Sun will warm us quickly to 50 degrees, and a few clouds could keep us a little warmer into Sunday morning, but still expect lows into the mid-20s. A slight chance of snow or mixed rain and snow showers Sunday afternoon.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Women experience unique life stages such as pregnancy or menopause
that can increase their risk of developing cardiovascular disease over the course of their lifetime.
But here's the good news. Women have the best resource.
We have each other.
Visit goredforwomen.org today to learn more.
Welcome back. This is Talk Back. It is Friday, April 24th. I'm Peter Christian. Mr. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls this morning. It is open phones for this first hour, and Boyd is first in line. So, Boyd, good morning, and welcome to Talk Back, sir. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I just had a thought with your change coming in, going statewide, and you have mentioned that your breaks are going to have to be scheduled right on time. KLYQ, the station here in Hamilton, has a mechanics program on Saturdays. Comes out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where they take people's questions about car repair.
Cool.
Anyhow, when they're coming up on a break, getting close, you'll start to hear some music playing very softly in the background. And
right.
As they get closer and closer to the break, it gets louder. And it lets both the caller and the host know that that's coming. I don't know if you guys could incorporate that, but I think it would really help, and it seems to work well for that program.
That's a good idea. I don't know if we have the capability of doing that, but I will definitely ask the people that know if that's something that we can do, because I like that idea. Maybe it triggers at like 30 seconds or a minute before a break, and kind of like the Oscars, right? You're playing them out, like, speed it up. So.
And you have to remember, you're dealing with a very old, aged host here, so any reminders that I can get to keep me on track is very welcome.
You're only a year or two older than I am, Peter, so well, I can identify.
I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to slow down and wait for you, man. Seriously. Okay. One of my favorite expressions. Yeah. So.
I'm afraid I'll never catch up. But anyhow, it was just a thought.
Just run faster.
Well,
just run faster.
No, that's a really good thought. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it, sir.
Bye.
All right.
I miss the days when you used to be able to play bumper music, you know, leading into the start of segments, and that went away years and years and years ago. But
why did that go away? By was it kind of a licensing type thing or what?
I can't remember exactly why, honestly. But I know that it's not coming back either. But I remember Ginny, who's going to be on with us later. She always wanted you to play Motown. I remember that was a thing. That is a good idea. But then if we can't play music cues, like we've already said kind of leading up to this, and we'll probably say it nauseam the next week or two. Well, I mean, we apologize if we have to cut you off. Peter's been taking it right up to it, and I've been back here kind of signaling, and I feel bad. But
He's been throwing paper airplanes at me. Break's coming up.
Yeah, and I feel bad because if we have a guest that's going, you know, on a good tangent or a caller that's right in the middle of kind of a question, but like I said, we'll do our best to let you know about the time situation beforehand, and then if we do have to hold you over until the next break, we'll do that. But yeah, it'll be a lot of Peter kind of talking us into breaks, which is just going to be a little different. But yeah, in order for us to have the show statewide, we had to do this, so it's going to mess with the flow just a little bit, but it's also, that's kind of the business. And talking to these affiliates and having these meetings that I've had, everyone's like, yeah, that's how everyone does it. It's like, oh, well, we were kind of lucky here locally to not have our breaks hard time to be able to just kind of go with the flow, but that's not going to be the case anymore.
Yeah, and so what's going to happen, if exactly four and a half minutes from right now, in fact, will be one of our first breaks. It'll be, there's 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 breaks, right? Mm-hmm. So I have to keep my eye on that clock so that I don't not right in the middle of a sentence while we're trying to talk about stuff. So.
And for our callers, I mean, knowing that that's when they're coming up, I mean, they're right at the 10-minute mark of every hour. So, yeah, for you, if, you know, we take your call and don't tell you the time, or if we take your call and you're going for 3 minutes or 4 minutes, I mean, if some of you like to go a little longer, it's you kind of maybe look, have a clock nearby to say, oh, I see myself that I'm approaching a break, so I better kind of wrap up my thoughts. So,
yeah,
because we don't want to cut you off as much as we can avoid it.
Well, we don't want to cut you off, but we will remind you that, hey, we've got 30 seconds left in this segment. I mean, if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But we're growing. I mean, TalkBack is growing. We're getting a lot more affiliates, and everybody needs to be on the same page. So there's, I mean, it's nice if it's just you and the audience in one little station someplace, but because that way you can, you know, work the format however you want. But we're going to be serving a lot of new stations and a lot of new listeners, and we're looking forward. By the way, we love all of our regular callers. I mean, you guys have made TalkBack what it is, and when we appreciate every single one of you, so don't stop.
Yeah,
don't stop calling.
Still need you.
Yeah. we want you, absolutely. And whatever might be on your mind, this is Open Phones for this hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be having City Talk. And Ginny Miriam is bringing special guests in with her. She's the City of Missoula Communications Director. We're going to be talking with Lori Hart, who's a communications specialist for Parks and Recreation, and Molly Blair, this is a big title, Recreation Program Specialist for Adult Programs of Lifetime Wellness for Parks and Recreation. So, whew, that's a big business card. So, anyway, that's what we're looking for right now. But as we are speaking, we have open phones. So if there's something on your mind, give us a call, 721-1290. I was, last night, my wife and I were getting ready for bed and looking at the snow coming down.
Ugh,
and, yeah, it's just like, come on. Now, it's April 20, it was April 23rd. And I'm just looking at the forecast for today. There is a winter weather advisory in effect.
At least I see blue sky now. It looks, you know, fairly tame now. But, yeah, for later, I don't know.
Well, the advisory is in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. Mm. So that gives us another, what, almost 2.5 hours? So, but I'm looking outside my formerly patented exclusive weather window, and I'm seeing big puffy clouds blowing by and a few patches of blue amidst the gray. So,
yeah, I'm supposed to head to Polson this afternoon and do my first lake weekend up there. And,
oh, good for you.
But I heard they got dumped on. I know Jeff's in that area. He'll have to let me know how bad it is over there. Obviously, I don't think anything's stuck or anything like that. But I'm like, of course, you know, first quote-unquote lake week. It's not like we're going to get on the lake or anything. We're just going to clean stuff up and get stuff ready for the season. But, yeah, it's like I really don't want to be there in, you know, 40-degree weather. And but we'll see.
Now, is the snow heavier up there by the lake, or is it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
Like I said, I'm usually not there when the snow is there, so hopefully it's not. But, yeah, I know maybe Jeff can call it. I'm sure he will, and give us a little update. I don't know.
I'm looking at the National Weather Service Winter Weather Advisory. That's a winter weather advisory. Thank you. Sound effects are free. Winter Weather Advisory is in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. So we got about another 2.5 hours of what could be inclement weather, and hopefully it's going to clear up a little bit. Snow is expected, it said. A likelihood of minor to moderate winter weather impacts. Total snow accumulation up to 3 inches, with localized higher amounts near about 6 inches. So we're keeping our eye on that, and hopefully everybody's driving safe. And we will be right back after this quick timeout with more of Open Phones. TalkBackers.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed. And he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about. Realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling, everybody. More calls coming in on open phone. 721-1290 is our number. Dave is up first, though. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's up? Start us off right, sir.
Right. I'll start off with the war. I'm sure people are getting tired of it. But you know, my personal opinion is on the war, the Iran deal was, we'd have been better off with leaving inspectors in there, that this wouldn't have all happened. But that's my opinion. But people are worried now. They say, the bomb. It's, you know, we have to do something, or the bomb is, but Trump has told us he obliterated the nuclear program. I mean, it's gone. It's dust, and it'll take 20 years for it to come back. So, I mean, so in theory, he could just say, you know, I'm done with this. Let's just pull the plug on this whole thing. But, you know, he's holding out for something else. And, you know, Iran may not agree. I mean, it can choose to just not agree to some more problem, you know, to just hold off. And the longer they hold off, eventually Trump will lose out of patience and start the bombing again.
All those countries are what are called sovereign nations, right? They have their own ruling parties. They have their own constitutions. They have the way they do things. And when the United States disagrees with them, that's where you call in the diplomats to try to work things out.
Sure, yes. But, you know, Iran has a choice here. The leader of Iran, let's look at him. What kind of headset is he in right now? I mean, his mother, his father is dead.
Right.
His wife, his kids. Reports say he's laying in the hospital with his face gone. He's not going to be a particularly in a mood to be a nice guy.
Right.
So, you know, that's a big guess. And if you start bombing again, Iran has some power too. He can bomb neighbors, you know, oil program, and we could be a worldwide shortage for a long time. And we need fertilizer, you know, for crops. Prices are going up. I mean, delaying this whole process and going back to war is real.
So, in your view, what's the answer here?
Well, I would advise him if he came to me, I'd say pull the plug on it, declare victory, and say, you know, we'll sit down some talk in the future. And, you know, we got 20 years until your nuclear program is back up and running. Maybe we can come to a deal somewhere along the line in the future. But if we don't, we're set for 20 years. And if we don't, sometime 10 years from now, we could start bombing again. So, I mean, he should take his money and run while the running is good.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Jeff is up next. Jeff, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hey, good morning, gents. Good morning, Montana. Yeah, the Mission Valley Flathead Lake report, we did get snow, but it didn't stick to the ground. Decks and cars got below freezing, so there was snow, ice, actually, on the windshield this morning.
Right.
The ground is clear. And roads are fine. And I went out and checked one of our cherry trees here on the property. It's not a flathead cherry, unfortunately. It's pine cherries. But the buds are starting to swell, but they have opened. So I'm hoping that 3 days of sub-zero or freezing weather is not going to hurt the cherry harvest up here or any of the other fruit trees.
Yeah, I know, because all eyes are on the flathead when these cold snaps come about this time, thinking, oh my gosh, I hope we have a good cherry crop.
Yeah, exactly. And regarding Nick wanting to get up and start doing stuff on the lake, you know, getting ready for the summer, I was just talking to a lady yesterday whose husband puts in boat lifts, and she said it was really a hard time for him because This was not a classic year for the lake. With all the late runoff and everything, the lake never got down to low pool, never got down to its 9 or 10 foot lower level. So folks had trouble getting boat lifts out, and now they're going to have trouble getting boat lifts back in because it's not low enough that they can walk out. They have to put on wetsuits and walk out into a cold, freezing water, and it's just kind of a mess for them. So I guess that's what they get paid the big bucks for, but I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore.
All right. I'm glad you're sharing this with me because not living at the lake and not having any property there, just as a casual recreation person, I don't understand all the stuff that goes on to try to get stuff ready for the spring and summer. So, Nick, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask Jeff, is that, at least I'm trying to think for in the history that, you know, we've been up there, I don't know that we've had the pool where it is now leading into a summer. So I wonder if it'll still take until like beginning of June for it to fill up high enough for kind of people to get their boats in or stuff like that, or if maybe it'll be sooner this year. What do you think?
I don't know, because it never got down to low pool, like I said, and it's actually higher now at the end of April than I remember it being in other years. So the lake's not going to require as much water.
Right.
And I'll let you know too that the snowpack has gone up here. I'm going to wait till the cold snap and assuage Peter's fears about the drought and snow melt and runoff what's going to happen in the rivers and all that. I think it's going to be fine. I'm no expert, but I'm just kind of looking at things and.
Well, you're a lot
closer. Like it's pretty close to average.
Yeah, you and Nick are a lot closer to that than I am. So, Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. We're coming up against a break. Ed, I'm going to ask you to hold for just a minute. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. It's open phones here on Talkback until 9 o'clock, and then we're going to have City Talk with special guests here in the studio. So stay with us. We've got more to come. Support for Talk.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. A chance of snow showers early, tapering off throughout the day as we eventually warm to a high in the mid-40s Friday afternoon with partly sunny skies. But that clearing opens the door for a very cold start Saturday morning with a good chance of a hard freeze as lows drop to around 20 degrees. Sun will warm us quickly to 50 degrees, and a few clouds could keep us a little warmer into Sunday morning, but still expect lows into the mid-20s. A slight chance of snow or mixed rain and snow showers Sunday afternoon.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
Nathan has taught me to embrace the moment. Age-wise, I mean, I'm in my late 60s. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Will he be embarrassed to acknowledge me as his dad? I think the most important thing we can do is let them know that they're safe, that they're valued and cared for and loved, and that they're important.
I knew I wanted to be adopted by him because of how he taught me to be the person who I am today. And it's coming from a dad that didn't expect to become a dad. And I feel very proud to be his son.
That was what he needed. And he was what I needed. Every day is full of new opportunities. That's what it's been about. Realizing the simple things that it takes to make such a huge difference in these kids' lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hey, welcome back to Open Phones on Talk Back. And we'll have City Talk coming your way at 9 o'clock this morning. But right now it's Open Phones, and Ed is taking advantage of that. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Got a few points here. Nick was talking about opening up the house or working on the house. I used to help a friend open up his cabin on Placid Lake. One year we got there, and there was a bottle of ketchup that he forgot on the table, and the mice had somehow got the cap off, and the bottle was full of dead mice.
No.
They got in, and it was too slippery to get out. Okay, but hey,
do that.
It's a good trap.
Do it on purpose. Yeah, right.
Well, everybody's talking about inventing the better mouse trap. So there you go.
There you go. It's a bottle of ketchup.
Well, just the Heinz method, I guess, right?
Yeah. Something else. Tomorrow, there will be 1,000 days left of the Trump presidency. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Even 1,000. 1,000 executive orders.
So how many days are we into it now?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a countdown, Trump countdown, that's on the web. And then finally, the last thing, will somebody please tell Trump that Cuba doesn't have oil? Okay. He's only going to war against real big oil suppliers, but Cuba doesn't have any oil. We don't have to go to war against Cuba. Okay, someone tell him.
Well, I think there may be room for another advisor on his staff. You might want to, just go ahead and call him up and say, hey, by the way, I know something you don't know. So.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's all I want to say.
All right, Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. All right. All the phone lines are open. It's open phones. It's 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Open phones till 9 o'clock. And then we will have our friends from City Talk. Ginny Miriam, of course, City of Missoula Communications Director, will be bringing with her Molly Blair and Lori Hart, talking about all sorts of things with parks and recreation. And, of course, your phone calls. We'll make it happen. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. So
Ed mentioned the mouse thing. We did have a little bit of an issue one season, and it's funny. And we don't have a house up there. I guess I should clarify. We have a lot, two lots actually, and a couple campers put up there, and that just kind of stay up there year round. So it's winterizing those and getting those ready. But both campers, well, I guess mainly just one of them, we found some droppings one season coming back, and we're like, ugh. And obviously you don't want to be sleeping there, because then you're thinking, oh my God, where are they? Where are the creepy crawlies? Whatever. I don't do good with mice, mouse, whatever you want, rats, whatever. I guess the solution that we tried, which I guess kind of worked, we didn't have an empty ketchup bottle, but we had you break up like pieces of the Irish Springs soap. I don't know if it has to be Irish Springs, but that's like the green one, but okay. Like bars of soap. And I guess if you like break those up and put them around places, cabinets, stuff like that, around beds and stuff, they don't like that and they stay away. So
don't like that fragrance.
I don't know, I guess. And it worked, so I mean, if you're having issues, maybe you could try that. I don't know.
Yeah. Made for men, but I like them too. Anyways, yeah. 721-1290 is our number. By the way, just real quickly, when I was a kid, we lived in North Carolina, and we had some friends that had a cabin on Bogue Sound, which is right off the Atlantic coast. And we happened to go up there one day for a week, and didn't realize there was a hurricane coming in. And so we weren't listening to the weather forecast. So we're sitting in this cabin by the shore, and oh my gosh, the wind and the rain, we were flooding the little cabin, and we were plinking rats that were trying to escape from the storm, and so we had to share our dwelling with them for a little while. So that was my wonderful memory of being on the East Coast. All right, let's get Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning, sir. You're on time.
Well, we have about a minute left.
Oh, we have a minute.
We should probably just hold off.
Yes, we were. Okay.
Give Jeff a little more time, but that would give me the EBGBs. And it's funny because that first night that I stayed in our other camper and found those droppings, I didn't sleep very well that night, and I was in my own head thinking, like, any little movement or any little noise, I'm like, what if something gets under the covers? Because the droppings were actually on the bed sheet. So
then
you don't realize that until you're about to go to bed, and then you see that, and you're like, where's that damn soap that's supposed to be working? Because I'm waiting, and yeah, I didn't sleep very good that night or very much that weekend. But then we didn't see any more droppings the rest of the season. Everything was fine. But it was that first weekend. It was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So hopefully none of that when I go up there this weekend. We'll fingers crossed.
Yes, but you have to keep us surprised of that because we love hearing stories like that. Anyway, we're up against a break. We're going to come right back. We have Jeff waiting on the line. We have Kathy waiting on the line as well. And it is open phones, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. So if you want to give us a call, do so right now. Support for
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Peter Christian here, Mr. Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls. And Jeff has been waiting.
We got Kathy.
Okay, let's get Kathy. Yeah. Kathy, good morning, ma'am. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning, guys. Now that you brought up the mice issue, I just have to share what I think is a funny story.
Go for it.
Years ago, I found traces of a little vermin in my kitchen, and I'm like, Nick, I hate mice. And so I started tearing things apart, trying to find out where this little bugger might be. And I ended up pulling out the drawer to the bottom of my stove, and I could find traces in there. And so I got the vacuum, the big shot back out, and I'm vacuuming things up. And while I'm doing that, the little wire that, the big wire that goes down the back through the floor, that little guy stuck his head up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it scared the crap out of me. And I'm hollering, and my husband comes running, and I said, there he is, that's where he's at. My husband grabbed the vacuum cleaner, turned it on, put the hose down there, and sucked that little bugger up.
Wow. So my hero, right?
We're laughing our heads off, telling everybody what a funny joke there, funny story this was. Years later, my daughter's in Alaska. She's in a hotel room and sees a mice go running under the bathroom door. So she calls the room service, who sends up a guy who is not, he's from another country.
Okay.
And he had told them that she had a mice or a mouse up there. So he thinks that it's a dead mouse. He comes in with a broom and a dustpan. And she says, what are you going to do with that? And he says, well, I'm going to get the mouse. And she says, well, he's alive. He's in the bathroom. I've got him trapped in the bathroom. And she says, you need to go get something else. And he says, I don't know what to get. And she said, laughingly, well, if my dad was here, he'd use a vacuum cleaner. So this guy's thinking, this crazy American girl is thinking I need to have a vacuum cleaner. But he brings the vacuum cleaner up and goes into the bathroom, and he stands there with it, and like he doesn't know what to do. She grabs the hose, scoots it over by the mouth, and in comes the vacuum cleaner. So now, more years later, on the internet, there is some invention that now is catching mice with vacuum cleaners.
Yeah, it's like a suction. Yeah, I saw those when we were looking to solve our problem. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yep. Well, I don't know if the new inventions have the power that the shop back my husband used does, but boy, he sucked that little bugger right up. And
well, I understand talk therapy works really well with mice. So, I mean, you just got to get their attention, have them sit down quietly, and just we'll talk things out. And
or just get a cat. Cat will solve the problem, too.
Time out. Well, I'm like you, Nick. I am not a fan of mice whatsoever. So, yeah, keep them at bay. I've used the Irish Spring thing. Whether that keeps them at bay or not, I don't know. But there seems to be less. I do know that cinnamon does kind of the same thing. So if you put, or peppermint oil will kind of distract them as well. they don't like that really strong smell. It gets in their nose and is a lot stronger than what we smell. So I would think any of those kinds of things would be at least a deterrent. I don't know if it'll keep them all away, but that might be somewhat of a help.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good to know.
Anyhow, I just had to share that story. You guys have a great day, and thanks for taking our call.
It's our pleasure. That's what a talk show is all about. All right. We have Jeff waiting. Jeff, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, sir.
I got all distracted by that.
Me too.
I was thinking talk therapy with mice, maybe squeak therapy. I don't know. I hope they emptied that shop vac because it doesn't have a bag. So, you got them. The good news is you got them. The bad news is you got them. So what do you do now? So,
I wasn't going to ask that follow-up, what happened after, but I can assume what might have happened, but yeah.
Well, you got some ideas, Nick, and I think you need to have a regular segment now that you're going statewide on TalkBack called "Of Mice and Men."
Oh boy!
You can update us with the saga of what's going on.
Hopefully, there is no saga. Like I said, hopefully, I go over there today and there's nothing to worry about, and it was just a one-off. So, and again, that was two seasons ago. Last year, we didn't have any issues, but I'm clearly still scarred from it. So.
Yep, clearly. I wanted to really quick say something about what Ed was talking about. Have you ever heard of The Ladies in White?
No, there's a song called The Lady in Red, but that's a different story, yeah.
No, these are a group of ladies in Cuba who started organizing around 2003. They would go to mass in white dresses, which is a symbol of peace and liberty, and then they would walk through the streets. And a lot of them have been in prison themselves. They're the spouses and family members of political prisoners. And they started in 2003, but the problem in Cuba has been going on for 67 years, since the 1959 revolution. So what President Trump is trying to do is not find Cuban oil. What he's trying to do is liberate that poor island, give them bring them into the 21st century. I mean, they're driving cars in the 1950s. It looks like a collector convention down there if you look at the streets, because they can't get any new vehicles in there because of embargoes and different things. So I applaud the president for trying to finally open Cuba up and let people have a sense of freedom. I mean, they're on starvation rations right now, and power, God knows how infrequently, it's horrendous, anything he can do to bring them into the 21st century. And I think Marco Rubio is going to be the key to that, because he's a Cuban American, I think he's guiding a lot of this. So my prayers for the people of Cuba, and that they can have a finally get a taste of liberty that the rest of us take for granted so often. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, the phone lines are open. It is open phones for another 11 minutes or so. And then we're going to be talking with Lori Hart and Molly Blair with the city of Missoula. Jenny Miriam is going to be joining us, the city of Missoula communications director. And we're going to be talking about what's going on with Parks and Rec here in Missoula right now. Of course, your phone calls are most important in a situation like that. So when Lori and Molly and Jenny get in, we hope that you will just get the phone lines jammed up as we talk about Parks and Rec and adult programs for lifetime wellness for Parks and Rec. All that's coming up. TalkBack is brought
right now in the United States. Millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
Welcome back to Open Phones on TalkBack on this Friday. Let's jump right in and get Rick on the line. Rick, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I would like to freshen the mind of our resident historian Eddie Lilly. Always says he thinks Iran is not that bad of a player worldwide. I'd like to remember him, have him remember that Hezbollah, who was supported by Iran, arms and finances, bombed Marines barracks in Lebanon. That the USS, and that killed 230 American Marines. The USS Cole, which was bombed by Al-Qaeda, which was supported by Iran, financed, killed 17 American sailors. And that there's plenty of proof that Al-Qaeda was responsible to Saudi proxies supported by Iran, financed by Iran for 9/11. So if anybody thinks Iran is not is only dangerous to its local region, they're sorely mistaken. That's all I have to say.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. And that means Harry's up next. Harry, good morning. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. First off, I got to correct Rick. Al-Qaeda is not affiliated with Iran. Iran hates. They're Shiites and Sunnis. It's like Iran fought against the ISIS. They didn't like, you know, they don't like Saudi Arabia, never have, and they, again, they don't, I mean, you try to say Iran is affiliated with all these Islamic things is wrong. I mean, they're actually virulently hate them. So, I mean, you're mixing whole apples with oranges there. But anyway, and the mice thing. For some reason this year, I live up here in Nanaimo, and we get them in waves. Like this spring, we've had at least a dozen mice caught.
Wow.
I mean, as soon as you put traps down, they're right back in it again. So, I mean, it's been a bad one this year. So,
Is it the cold that drives them inside?
I don't know. I mean, usually you think spring would be the time they'd be getting out, you know, eating the seeds and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. You know, like I say, they come in waves. You know, we won't see them for a long time, and all of a sudden, boom, 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 we'll get a bunch of them coming in. So, I don't know. It's annoying. And they do a lot of damage, of course, and you hear them scurry around at night sometimes. That's very annoying.
Yeah, yeah. That's spooky. Yeah.
Yeah, and it keeps you up. You think, oh, God, I hear the stinking little things. But anyway, we're the thing about Cuba and all that, we are so inconsistent on what we dislike. I mean, oh, well, you know, they're communists also, but they're also authoritarian. That's the big thing, is that, you know, they arrest political dissidents and all that. But Saudi Arabia does the same thing, if not worse. But there are big buddies, and, you know, Trump was a big buddy with Kim Jong-un, which is probably one of the worst despots in the world. And yet he was, you know, doing lovey-dovey letters with him. I mean, we're so picky about who we dislike and who we like. And mostly it's about who's willing to do business with us, I think, in the end. I mean, if they, like Venezuela, they nationalized their oil company, so now they're our enemy. I mean, if they'd still been doing, if he could have been doing the same stuff he had been, but just would have been doing business with us, then, okay, that's fine. That's what right now is happening. I mean, Trump left the same bunch in there, except for Maduro. But they now we can have our oil companies go in there, so that's fine. We don't. It's again, you know, this idea that somehow we worry about human rights is we're very, you know, inconsistent about how we care about human rights most of the time. Seems like.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Do we have time to take another one? Let's do with that.
Yep.
This is Dave. Go ahead, please. You're on.
Yeah, first thing about Hezbollah, it didn't exist until 1982, and it was a result of an Israeli incursion into Lebanon. But as far as going back to Cuba, the Cuban government blames our embargo on everything that goes wrong in their country. I mean, they have a scapegoat in the United States. And it is true that you know, we could starve basically Cuba to death. The Cuban people could all, you know, die of starvation with our embargoes and blockades. But, you know, we think that they would rise up and take over their government, but when the government owns all the guns, it's highly unlikely. I think the better solution to changing Cuba is to show the Cuban people how our ways are better, and open up trade and open up our ideas and open up Americans going and Cubans going back and forth so they can see what a better country is.
I would imagine that people like Marco Rubio and others who emigrated from Cuba to America, their families did, would be excellent ambassadors to say, hey, listen, why can't we just get along here and learn, and we can learn from America and have a more prosperous Cuba?
But no, we're practicing the stick. You could do the carrot or the stick, and okay. we're trying to punish the people of Cuba for their okay. government.
Gotcha.
And it can. Who knows what will happen? You know, we could starve them all to death. That's true. But is that going to improve the people's lives in Cuba? I mean, shouldn't we? I mean, I think it's a better approach, the carrot, to be honest with you, and. Maybe they will change their government when they see a better government and a better way of doing life.
All right, well said. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. That is going to do it for Open Phones. Thanks, all of you, for your contributions this morning, and thanks for listening as well. Coming up on Talk Back in the 9 o'clock hour, it's going to be City Talk. We're going to be talking with Ginny Miriam, City of Missoula Communications Director, along with Molly Blair and Lori Hart. We're talking about Parks and Rec and adult programs, lifetime wellness for Parks and Rec. All that's coming up in the next hour, so we're looking forward to you being a part of it. 721-1290.
This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of TalkBack. It's the 9 o'clock hour, and we do have special guest on the phone right now, Matt Jennings, Missoula County Attorney. Matt, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. Doing really well. Enjoying this lovely winter weather.
Yeah. Come on now.
I know.
Did you have to shovel?
Oh, I didn't. But gosh, wasn't it like 85 a couple days ago?
Something like that. Yeah, exactly.
Crazy. Spring to Montana. Well, Peter, we had a nice sort of mild week this week in Missoula County crime. Last week we had 20 felonies, which is a lot. We only had 13 this week. Four of those were violent crimes. Two of them were intimate partner violence, and two of them were non-family violence. One of the things that I wanted to highlight this week is we had five felony property crimes, and these were all related to theft of debit cards or bank information being used fraudulently online. We get a lot of that, and it seems like it gets more and more pervasive. Our detectives are really amazing at solving these cases, but they take a ton of work and time because basically someone will be missing money from a bank account, and we have to track down every bank account number, business that it was used at, surveillance, and on and on. And so while we take them seriously, they're a little bit of a groan sometimes about the resources that have to go into tracking this down. And so the best thing that people can do is really making sure that they keep those passwords secure in their accounts, that they track their bank account information, that if they lose a debit card, they put a pause or cancellation on that right away, because prevention is going to be the best way to avoid any losses that may not be recouped, and to not give criminals the opportunity to do that. Then we had a handful of drug crimes, too. Almost all of these are related to other criminal behavior. That's what we always prioritize in our drug crimes. And they were all related to methamphetamine this week. So relatively mild or moderate week in Missoula County compared to last week. And looking forward to the weekend.
So as we're headed, you know, deep into spring now, what kind of challenges are you folks facing right now?
Yeah, well, we always look for our big holidays and some things that arise out of those. It's sad, but sometimes when people celebrate, they also combine drugs and alcohol in those celebrations, and we do get a lot of partner family member assaults out of long holiday weekends like Memorial Day and the 4th of July, a lot of DUIs as well. So we're always looking for those and, again, trying to make sure that people make good choices going into those issues. We continue to dedicate some more resources into these emerging complex financial crimes, not only the kind of credit card, debit card things I mentioned, but some elder exploitation cases that seem more and more prevalent as baby boomers are starting to age, and there's issues with their estates and family members, caregivers, et cetera. So those are some of the things that we're always focusing on. And then we're always being challenged by new drugs coming into our community and how that's impacting folks, especially young people or vulnerable populations, and then how that contributes to crime. Also trying to balance those issues of making sure people are law-abiding and safe, but really trying to be understanding that addiction is a tough thing that traps people in a cycle of use sometimes when that wasn't their life goal. And we try and actually make sure that there's also help in our system. It's not all punishment. It's a lot of rehabilitation. Folks are members of our community, even when they make mistakes. And I'm really proud of the balancing act that our criminal justice system has on some punishment when necessary, but also really trying to focus on the root cause of bad behavior.
Well, just real quick, Matt, I if you don't mind giving us some contact information for folks. Obviously, they can call the police department or the sheriff's office, but if they want to contact your office directly, the Missoula County Attorney or any of the city offices that can provide help, how do we go about accessing that?
Yeah, you bet, Peter. Always happy to talk to constituents. Our phone number here is 406-258-4737, or they can email us at countyattorney, all spelled out, at missoulacounty.us.
All right. It's always a pleasure talking with you, Matt. You have a great weekend, sir.
You too. Thanks, Peter.
All right. Thank you. We're gonna take a quick commercial break here in just a moment, and we are going to have City Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Jenny Miriam has brought special guests in the studio, Molly Blair and Lori Hart. And so if you'll stay with us, we're going to come right back after a quick timeout. The numbers, by the way, 721-1290, 1-800-568-5309, and talk back, and we'll continue right after this brief timeout.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. A chance of snow showers early, tapering off throughout the day as we eventually warm to a high in the mid-40s Friday afternoon with partly sunny skies. But that clearing opens the door for a very cold start Saturday morning with a good chance of a hard freeze as lows drop to around 20 degrees. Sun will warm us quickly to 50 degrees, and a few clouds could keep us a little warmer into Sunday morning, but still expect lows into the mid-20s. A slight chance of snow or mixed rain and snow showers Sunday afternoon.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. So tell them today, I love you. Get screened. It could help save their life. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. This is City Talk, and a very special program we do once a month, talking with our friends from the city of Missoula. And I just want to remind folks that these folks are here to talk with you, not just on the air, but on the phone as well. 721-1290 is our number, or 1-800-568-5309. Jenny Miriam joining us, City of Missoula Communications Director, and she has brought with her Molly Blair, who is the Recreation Program Specialist for Adult Programs of Lifetime Wellness for Parks and Recreation. That's a big business card. So anyway, and Lori Hart also joining us this morning, Communication Specialist for Parks and Rec. So let's talk about what's going on with you guys now. If you could start off, please go ahead.
Yeah, Molly here. I started last January in the adult sports and program position, and was, you know, kind of tasked with creating programs for aging adults. While we've had some already,
now what are you looking at me for, like?
Peter, didn't we just hear that baby boomers are aging?
Is it the white hair that's the giveaway?
Absolutely,
okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And we've just learned a lot from our PROST plan, and know that our aging population in Missoula is growing. People are moving here. People are aging. It's one of our, you know, biggest growing populations in Missoula. And people spoke up saying, hey, we want more programs for aging adults. And so trying to...
And we do have a way of putting our foot down and saying, hey, how about us, right?
Absolutely. They want to be heard. Sure. They want to be listened to. And so we're trying to make that happen, and trying to just create some fun programs, not only recreation programs, but, you know, pulling in some arts, some, you know, culture, some just a variety of different activities for active aging.
How is that going? I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be here if you didn't have a progress report. You want to talk about what's going on.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. It's, you know, I say, people ask me what I do, and I say I get to plan fun for aging adults.
Wow.
So just kind of trying to listen to people, meet them where they're at, hear what they want to do. As I said, we've had some programs that have been going for a long time, like the Monday Movers coffee walks have been happening for 15 years, but we've really given them a voice. And
well, tell me a little bit about that program. I haven't heard anything about that program. So if you could just fill us in.
Monday mornings, we meet at 9 and we go to a different trailhead or conservation land around Missoula, and we hike for about an hour, hour and a half, and then we go get coffee, and it's just a big, a great social, you know, engagement piece.
It sounds like you're creating a community within the community here.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, just a support network, and, you know, where people feel like they belong and they're listened to and supported, and it's really fun. Then they kind of branch out and, you know, gain the confidence to do other things.
Now, is this age specific, or can anybody take part?
Anybody 18 and older can participate in my programs. I definitely try and say that I cater to 55 and older, just so people understand that we will, you know, be potentially moving a little bit slower, doing things just a little bit different.
Sure. All right. Well, Lori, let's talk about what you're doing. If you wouldn't mind, Sharon, you're the communications specialist for Parks and Rec. So you have a very big job.
I do. I have very big shoes to fill. Becky Goodrich has been with the city for
a long time.
Yeah, right around 36 years. And,
yes.
And she is finally calling it a career.
Wow.
And I think maybe she'll be one of them taking part in some of Molly's programs, we hope. But anyway, so yes, a lot of institutional knowledge to try to catch up on. And so I'm doing that. And we just recently had our recreation guide come out, and that is all things Parks and Rec, so it includes all of Molly's programs, all of the summer camps.
We have about 4 minutes until the break, so that 4 minutes is yours to talk about exactly what you're sharing about.
Oh, awesome.
I think people would like to know so they can get this pamphlet, whatever,
yes,
and jump right in there.
Yeah, any of our information is available on MissoulaParks.org.
Right.
So just go there, and there's all kinds of stuff jammed on that front page.
Edit.
Well, it's hard when we have so many great things on there. It's hard to organize them, but we do our best. So it's right now the Summer Recreation Guide. And like I said, it has all of Molly's programs in there. And it also includes all of this summer's summer camps. So those are great. And then sports. We have sports. I'll let Molly talk about those.
Please do.
A lot of adult sports. Some new stuff that we're offering this year is a lot of pickleball. We all know that pickleball is kind of the newfangled fun activity. And so,
well, for us older
aging
people.
Aging
yeah.
people, yes. And, you know, we're doing like a Learn to Fly Fish series, doing like a 5-week series. And then I think one thing to really hone in on is the Senior Olympics that Missoula Parks and Rec is a part of and has been for a long time. And that's in September. And we host, and it, you know, people come in from all over the state, all over the region, really, to compete in the Montana Senior Olympics.
And lest you think this is just, you know, some kind of novelty thing, these are serious men, male and female athletes.
Absolutely.
Who
not
only were probably very athletic in their day, mm-hmm. but they have stayed in shape. And one of the ways they stay in shape is to participate in these programs.
Absolutely. So we try to, you know, offer some other things, you know, like Tai Chi is another program that we're offering, which is, you know, really great for fall prevention and arthritis, and just different moving activities. We're doing a Friday Mover adventure where we're going to be going to various places around Missoula and hiking and floating the river and just trying to, we live here for a reason, to enjoy the outdoors. So
I'll bet there are people out there right now that are listening that are saying, well, how come I haven't heard about this? I mean, especially if they just moved here recently, or, you know, just kind of are waking up to realize, oh, my gosh, that's a beautiful community. What's there to do around here? Well, here you are.
Yeah. And I think, as Lori said, our rec guide is amazing. I think getting the hands on a physical copy, if possible, going into Currents, our front desk staff are amazing. They're super helpful. Going to our website to check out, and always calling or emailing with any sort of questions.
You bet. And so we're about a minute away from a break here, but the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment for Molly Blair, Lori Hart, or, of course, Jenny Miriam is the City of Missoula Communications Director, this is why they're here to answer your questions about what's going on in the Parks and Rec Department. So take advantage of their expertise as they're standing right here, a captive audience, I guess I might say. We've locked the door so they can't run away. Anyway, the phone lines are open at 721-1290 at 1-800-568-5309. And again, we are going to be continuing this this interview until 10 o'clock this morning. So we would love to have you be a part of it and speak with Molly or Lori about whatever you might be concerned about. Maybe you've got a question about any new parks, any new trails, things like that. We'll talk about all that as we come back from the break right here on KGVO. Welcome to Talk Back on this Friday, April 24th.
Montana State News Network.
Authorities in Yellowstone County are tracking a concerning trend where drugs and alcohol are showing up in connection with a wide variety of other crimes. Tracy Taylor checks the numbers.
Recent arrest reports in Yellowstone County are highlighting a pattern that continues to raise concern. A review of cases from the past week shows DUI and drug-related charges making up a large portion of arrests, often appearing alongside other offenses. Law enforcement says impaired driving and drug possession remains an ongoing challenge in the area, with repeat offenses and multiple charges tied to several cases. Officials continue to stress the importance of making safe choices and staying aware, especially as these types of incidents continue to impact the community. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
An era is ending in the mining city. After 115 years, the iconic Pekin Noodle Parlor in Butte is announcing on Facebook it will close its doors. As the oldest continuously operating Chinese restaurant in the United States, the Pekin has been a cornerstone of Montana history since 1911. The family-owned landmark survived decades of change in uptown Butte. They even earned a James Beard Award along the way. Local patrons say the loss of the legendary pork chop suey marks the end of a deep cultural legacy. Did the federal government follow proper procedures when it adopted to change the way roads and wildlife habitat are managed in the Bitterroot National Forest? That's a question now before a federal judge, as Earth Justice and other groups complain the Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service didn't follow science and proper protocols when they amended the Bitterroot's 1987 management plan. During Thursday's hearings, attorneys for the conservation and wildlife groups argued the change had been made without regard to protecting grizzly bear and bull trout habitat. But federal attorneys argued the 1987 habitat policies were originally designed for elk habitat, not bears, and that the change would allow the Forest Service more leeway to manage the existing road inventory, not necessarily build brand new roads. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, we are back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Phone lines are open for folks from Missoula Parks and Rec. And you guys were just going down. Now, Ginny, you were just pointing out some of the things, that some of the adventures that people can go on. I heard Alberton Gorge in there. So if you wouldn't mind sharing just some of the things that you do.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, the Monday Movers, and we're kind of using that as almost like a brand. And so we're having a Missoula Movers Friday Adventure Series that's new this summer.
Cool.
And almost every Friday we're going to be going. We're going to do Lewis and Clark Caverns for a day. We're going to go up to Snow Bowl and take the chairlift, pick huckleberries, walk around, hopefully have pizza. And then we're going to do 2 raft days on the Alberton Gorge, 1 full day and 1 half day. We're partnering with Lewis and Clark Adventures for that. Really excited. And then we're going to do Sweat House Creek Falls down the Bitterroot, and then Heart and Pearl Lake later in the summer on the state line. So just some really great adventures to kind of see the area and appreciate where we live.
I remember when I was a kid, like a million billion years ago, when I was in Boy Scouts, we went to the Lewis and Clark Caverns. Oh. And it is, if you haven't been there, folks, you got to go because there's really nothing like it.
No, I've never been, so I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And then,
super cool.
It is cool. So excited. And then we're doing a museum movers just to kind of, you know, give people an opportunity to not necessarily be outside being active, but being indoors, you know, and learning environment. So we're going to visit several museums across Missoula on Wednesdays.
I will bet that a lot of folks don't realize just how many museums there are in Missoula and specifically Western Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we're going to do the Butterfly House and have a little private tour, which will be great. And the Missoula Art Museum and the Smoke Jumper Center. And then hopefully the new, forestry museum that's just opened up out, you know, down Broadway, which looks like a beautiful facility.
I will tell you about the Butterfly House. I have a 2-year-old grandson. And he, when we took him down to the Butterfly House, I thought he was going to come out of his skin. I mean, he was just, oh, look, and it's okay to touch the plants and things. That's good. And he had butterflies land on him, and he was giggling and all that. It was great. So
that's so fun. It's a beautiful place, especially in the winter when it's cold outside. And you can go in and be warm.
It was winter when he was here. So that's great.
And the other thing, too, is tennis. I am in charge of the tennis, and so we do adult tennis. We're doing a spring open play just kind of to come out and have fun. Tennis is such a great social sport and a great way to meet people, and so we're offering a spring tennis open just play starting actually this Monday, but we would love to have more people sign up, and then adult clinics throughout the summer.
My son went to Valley Christian School. Oh. He and his partner, Daniel Lotzenheiser, his name is Luke, were the state tennis champions and doubles tennis champions when they were seniors in high school. We still have the awards and all that kind of stuff. And it is such a great sport.
It is a great sport. And new research has come out that a huge many-year research study that playing tennis adds about 10 years to your life, not only from the physical benefits, but from the mental challenges as well that tennis.
Well, I'll tell you, tennis is a mm-hmm. fun sport, but it can be frustrating.
Absolutely, yes.
Go ahead, Jenny, you were about to say something.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had no idea that it would add 10 years to your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
Well, that's awesome.
But it makes sense.
Well, listen, we do have a caller on the line. Jeff, good morning. You're on with our guests from Parks and Rec. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning again. At the risk of, us boomers, we don't need fun. We like to be miserable. So I don't know why you have to have a fun program. At the risk of sowing dissension in the ranks here, I want to ask a question about the new programming schedule. City Talk has been a fixture on TalkBack for quite a while now. But going statewide, are you going to use the platform to extol the virtues of Missoula to the rest of the state, or are you going to give the other cities equal time to come in and extol their own virtues? I was just kind of curious how the programming might change with that.
That is a very interesting question. I, to be honest with you, I haven't even thought about it. We're going statewide with TalkBack and with KGVO here in the next couple of weeks. So,
I didn't know if Jenny wanted to share this platform with anybody else or if she considered it her own exclusive domain. So, just curious.
Well, Jeff, I don't really have much say over that. All I know is that they give us this wonderful hour on the second and fourth Fridays of the month, and I don't make any programming decisions. I'm happy to share. And, I mean, I think that it would be sort of great if they brought in other cities, but I don't know about how that works. I'm not a radio person.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe actually you could have city debates. You'll have Missoula and Bozeman on at the same time. You could have a Cat Grizz scuffle or football going
could.
On.
No, that would be a Grizz Cat scuffle.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, Peter. Yes, I misplaced the order there. So
that's okay.
I was, just, I think it opens up a bunch of opportunities for you. So I was didn't know if you'd thought about that or not. So.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, 721-1290 is our number, by the way. And Lori and Molly and Jenny are here until 10 o'clock this morning. So if you have a question or a comment about what's going on in Missoula Parks and Rec, there are so many programs and so many things to do. So we have about, I'll give you 30 seconds. You got a quick one? Do you want to spring on us there?
Oh, gosh. We do have a lot of stuff coming up. I'm not sure. 30 seconds. Let me see what I can squeeze.
Well, just take one.
Squeeze in here. You did mention projects, and we do have a trail opening coming up. Duncan Drive, that has been a collaborative project with Public Works.
Right. We'll find out more about that when we come back from the break. 721-1290 is our number. It's City Talk, folks. We'd love to have more calls from you folks. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. So please stay with us on Talk Back. Emergency.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
We are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number, and we love taking phone calls here on City Talk. And Pete has been standing by through the break. So, Pete, good morning. What's your question for Lori, Molly, and Ginny? Go ahead.
Yeah, I did have a question. I live up in the Miller Creek area, and one thing I've noticed this spring is there's been a lot of kids riding electric bikes, which are more closer to motorcycles than bicycles, and riding around in the city parks and tearing up the grass and the playgrounds and stuff. And I don't see anything in city ordinance or park regs that prohibits that specifically. And I just wondered if you could comment on that.
Well, that is something. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, because that could be something that the folks who are involved with keeping the park safe and beautiful might want to know about. So,
yes, thank you. Yeah, I will let our operations staff be aware of that. It has been a citywide problem. We've heard from people that they feel people on their e-bikes and the little electric scooters and, you know, have been kind of moving down the trails faster.
They zoom right past you.
Yes,
yeah,
they do. Then people feel comfortable with. And we honestly, there is a speed limit on those trails. It's like 7 miles an hour or something. So,
but where's a cop when you need one?
Right. And that's the hard, that's the difficult thing. And the same with Miller Creek. It's illegal to do that, but it's difficult to catch. It's difficult to catch those kids and other folks that are doing that, because they're usually gone by the time somebody gets to 911 and calls the non-emergency number for the police department.
Now, so, Pete, let me ask you a question. Do these vehicles have license plates? Do you know?
No, it's just groups of teenage kids. And, I mean, they're out having fun, and I've seen as many as eight of them at a time. And, the thing is, when they get together and they're having, and I'm not against kids having fun, and I think they should have places that they can ride those. I just don't think, you know, tearing up the grass and the bus chips and stuff in the park is, you know, good for anybody. So.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate bringing that to our attention.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Susan is standing by. Susan, go ahead. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. Well, I have put in my applications, which you're required to do if you're going to have an event at a park, so that you kind of know what's going on. And I really appreciate the fact that Missoula Parks and Rec does not charge the veteran groups for having Memorial Day and Flag Day and all the other days that we do, and never forget service. Memorial Day is coming up. And I just want to remind Parks and Rec, and they're really good about this, if they can just mow the lawn in a rose park and make sure that it looks pretty for Memorial Day, which they normally do. They're really good about doing this. The other thing is weed control. I walk the CCC path, and this time of the year, the weeds are coming out, especially knapweed. And I'd like to have you comment on how you control knapweed. And I personally support poison.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thanks, Susan.
Poison is a good thing.
All right. Thanks for the call, ma'am. All right. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'm certainly not an expert in that area. Our open space and conservation lands folks do that. But I think they have different volunteer groups that go out, and that's what they're specifically out looking for, is trying to pull out those invasive weeds and all of that. And they also do some trail maintenance and that sort of thing. So if anybody's interested in, you know, getting involved in that, we would love to hear from you. If you go to our website and Conservation Lands, those guys are always out there doing something, whether it's trail maintenance on the trail itself or, pulling those invasive weeds.
And unless you use those trails, you don't realize the work that goes into maintaining those trails. It isn't just, you know, picking up a piece of garbage or whatever. I mean, the paths have to be maintained, widened, sometimes cleared out, weeded, that sort of thing, right?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, if people are out there walking or going along there when it's muddy, then that can be an issue sometimes too. And so then they go out and smooth it out and just generally maintain those areas.
And it's also good for those who are using those trails to be mindful of that, and you know, don't drop stuff or leave stuff or whatever. I mean, it's important that we all take care of these together.
100%, and we always encourage people to follow the leash laws and please pick up after their dogs too.
Yes, yes.
That is such an issue. And I personally have two dogs, and I know, you know, you grab bags and backup bags when you go out because you just can't have that. It's not, you know, it's not fair, and it's just gross.
Just be thoughtful, everybody. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. More City Talk on the way. Stay with us. Welcome back to Talk Back. It's City Talk. Lori Hart, Molly Blair joining us this morning from the City of Missoula Parks and Rec. And Jenny Miriam, of course, the Communications Director for the city. And Ed is on the line with a question. So, Ed, go ahead, please.
Yes, we live in the Wapakia area. We have a nice Wapakia Park. And on the east side of that, you can enter the city trail system to an old irrigation ditch, a former irrigation ditch. And you can head west, and you'll eventually get into the city streets, and you can wind around and come back to the park. But you used to be able to, as you first got up to that ditch, go east to, Hillview Way, High Park Way, something like that. But you'd be able to go all the way over there, and there's a sidewalk, and you could wind around that way. The owner of that land was willing to give it to the city for the park system, but the city turned it down. This is a number of years ago. Turned it down and said, no, we don't want the extra expense of taking care of that part of the trail system. So in any event, is there a chance to get that east direction of the former irrigation ditch into the trail system?
Good questions. Ladies, it's all yours.
No, that is a great question. And, you know, I'm not versed in how those lands like that, donated property or whatever, would be brought into the system. I'm sure there's a bunch of criteria that the trail would have to meet in order for us to take it on. It would have to do with, you know, what infrastructure's already there, what maintenance would look like for that. And I know in that area, the stormwater utility was doing some work too. So it may be related to that, perhaps. I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there.
I do know the convenience store there, as you're going up Russell and headed up Hillview Way.
Yes.
On the other side of it, there's an open field that I know was specially created to be able to help process water, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. Molly, you're shaking your head. Nodding your head. Yeah.
Yes. That is a retention pond
right,
okay. or stormwater. Yeah. So that the nutrients and things that are not needed or wanted in the river can settle out before the runoff goes to the river.
That was quite the, I lived in that area and I would always follow the construction that was going on there. I was fascinated by the sheer amount of work and effort that went into making that area.
Right, right. And that's fully maintained now by stormwater. It used to be kind of a park, and I think we still do have a bench out there so people can sit and enjoy the wildlife.
Yeah, there's some birds and other wildlife. Things like that.
Birds and turtles, and I'm not sure what all else lives out there now. But
does that help?
Taking the irrigation ditch to the west was okay, but the same ditch to the east was not. That's it's blocked off. Now with a fence, so you can't go to the east on that. Well, in any event, thanks a lot.
All right, Ed. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, it's great that people, especially when they live in a neighborhood, they take ownership of, you know, they have a favorite trail, they have a favorite place to like to walk, that sort of thing. And when something happens to it, hey, they can be upset.
Yes, and understandably, yeah, they kind of take them on. I know we have people who, you know, we were talking about maintenance, but people who do that, they take on some of those maintenance, assist us, I guess, in some of the maintenance by, like we said, picking up trash.
Just being good neighbors.
Yeah, just taking care of those spots that they love.
You bet. So the phone lines are open, by the way, at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We're talking with Ginny Miriam. She's the City of Missoula Communications Director, and she's brought with her Molly Blair, who's a Recreation Program Specialist for Adult Programs at Lifetime Wellness for Parks and Rec, and Lori Hart as well. Let's talk about some of those programs, because I know you wanted to talk about exactly what's available for folks through Parks and Rec, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentioned a little bit about some of the programs we're offering, but something I'd like to bring attention to is a lot of people ask questions about financial assistance. You know, our programs, most of them do cost, not all of them, but most of them do. And there is scholarships available to city residents to apply for. A lot of people think it's just for kids, but it is for any city resident in Missoula. They can apply for financial assistance. And then we encourage people who are city residents to get the city card every year, which helps apply a discount to to any of the programs that they sign up for. So
that may be something new to our listeners. What in the world is a city card? If you could just maybe run that down for us a little bit.
Sure, I'd be happy to speak to that. Well, what it is anybody who lives in Missoula city limits pays into what they call the park district.
Right.
So in order to give people a break when they want to go to the pool or they want to participate in some of Molly's programs, or they have children or grandchildren who want to be involved in summer camps, that sort of thing, what they can do is contact our office and we will get them hooked up with the city card. And all you need is something that proves
that you live
in the city limits.
Right.
Yeah. So if it's your cell phone bill or your utility bill, anything like that, that has your address on it, you bring it in. And then there is a nominal fee it's basically for the card itself. It's $2 per person who wants to get the city card the first time you get it. And then you can renew it annually for just $1. And generally, depending on what you're doing, it'll pay for itself the first time you
sure.
go to Currents, or this summer go to Splash Montana and participate in Molly's programs or any of that. It pretty much pays for itself then. It's really easy. You just call 721-PARK and they will get you hooked up with that.
Sounds good. And we're up against a commercial break, but we still have a few minutes left to visit. But all of our phone lines are open at 721-1290. Stay with us. We're going to come right back with more of Talk Back with Lori and Molly and Ginny right after this quick timeout. So give us a call right now. Look around Western Montana.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back on TalkBack. 721-1290 is our number, and we had a great time with Lori and Molly, but one thing we haven't covered yet is you've got some big-time celebrations coming up, so if you could share that with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this summer, believe it or not, is the 20th anniversary of Splash Montana and the Currents Aquatic Center. We're both opened 20 years ago. It's hard to believe. And then also Mobash Skate Park in McCormick Park, that is celebrating the 10th anniversary. So right away this summer, or I shouldn't say right away, if we get summer, July. July.
Just watch out for the snow. Yeah.
Yeah. July 12th through 17th, we're having a celebration at Splash Montana. We're calling it the Splash Birthday Bash. So we hope to see people come out to that. The aquatics folks have lots of fun activities planned for all of those days to celebrate 20 years of Splash Montana. And
now for those who as you drive over the bridge, right, and you look down at the skate park, a lot of folks don't realize what it took to build that, right?
Yeah, it's my understanding it was a very a multi-year fundraising, and a lot of people were involved in the design. They went to ask kids what they wanted, right. And yeah, it was a very long process of getting it just how they wanted it. So I think everybody's excited, and the guys who built the one here, I've heard, have gone around the state and built like 40 or 50 other ones. Wow. Statewide. So wow, it's becoming super popular, and so we want to make sure that we have a very awesome celebration this fall. Where that celebration's going to be this fall once it gets to be, I don't know, maybe not quite so right. Hot outside.
Right.
That and Currents, too.
We are coming up on summer, right? Now, believe it or not, if you have a little bit of snow, but what the heck? So let's talk specifically about Parks and Rec and how you're gearing up for the summer.
Well, yeah, Splash Montana is the big one we do have coming up. So we're hoping to, right now, our first full day open is June 12th.
Okay.
So that's the day after all the Missoula County public school kids get out. And
surprise,
so,
surprise.
Yay. then the pool's open. So we'll be open for the rest of the summer through into the end of August. And so we hope to see everybody there. And we do have some new programs we're doing this year. People may be familiar with, we have adult night. And we're doing that again so that we chase all the kids off. And so anybody...
I want to get video of that. So. All right, kids, get out of here. The old folks are coming.
That's right. And so the park is only open to folks who are 18 and over. And so
it's
just
not
kind of,
old. Come on.
Well, just anybody under 18 is...
Yes,
they're asked
very, very considerately to step aside.
100%.
Yes, yes,
yes. And so, anyway, it's a fun night. If nobody's gone there, it's a lot more relaxed, and you know people like to be there where it's a little more quiet to swim laps or just hang out or float in the lazy river or go down the slides. It's pretty nice. And then we're also hosting teen nights on Friday. So these activities are outside of our normal hours. So after the park closes for the little kids, younger kids, then we're going to be open for an extra 2 hours for just the adults, and then also a night for teens. And then Fridays, we will be opened in July for families. So an extra 2 hours if people want to go swim after the parents get done with work, or, you know, kind of segue into the weekend, then that'll be a new activity we're trying this year.
Okay, so all the things that we've talked about this morning, I know that the folks at the Parks and Rec, you have all the information there. So if people want to find out more, phone number, website, things like that, if you could share that.
MissoulaParks.org is our website, and 721-PARK, P-A-R-K, you will get us.
Good deal. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, you. Thanks, Peter. We appreciate you talking to us.
You bet. It's our pleasure. And again, a big thank you to Jenny Miriam, City of Missoula Communication Director. Thanks, Jenny.
Always fun.
You bet. Molly Blair, Recreation Program Specialist for Adult Programs and Lifetime Wellness with Parks and Rec. That's a big business card. And then Lori Hart also joining us this morning. You heard from her, Communication Specialist for Missoula Parks and Rec. So all that being said, I want to say thank you to everybody for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. And we are looking forward now to what's coming up on Monday's fabulous program. Mr. Nick, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, from 8 to 9, we'll do open phones, and then from 9 to 10, first-time guest, we'll have Sarah Swanson on. She's the Commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry. She's going to talk about National Apprenticeship Week. There's actually some it's a pretty cool week with veterans and student opportunity. Since she's become commissioner, she's created good pathways for employment. So, and there's also an annual report coming out today, to talk about apprenticeships being at an all-time high in Montana as more kids and people decide to enter the trades and things like that. So we'll talk about all that with Sarah. She'll be on the phone on Monday, 9 to 10.
All right, good deal. And thank you so much for joining us. And again, big thank you to Molly and Lori and Jenny. You guys are a treat. We appreciate all the information. And Jenny, as always, you're a fixture around here. Thank you. Thanks for being with us. And so get out there and enjoy, hopefully, what's going to be a nice weekend. Fingers crossed. Hopefully the snow is over and we can get out and enjoy April in western Montana. So for Nick Christensen, I'm Peter Christian. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you